extent of living my reality. I am a reflection of my thought, governed by love. My thoughts reflect my words, deeds, and actions. I can see why I can say I am God, God I am. I am a reflection of my thought of love. I think my thought, speak my word, and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest my love. This is the law of cause and effect. I govern by my love, for all I know is based on my loving thoughts. My spiritual journey has just begun in response to the statement of, how far down the rabbit hole do I want to go? How intensively do I choose to live what I believe? Rabbits illustrate meditation and introspection. Rabbits take time to be themselves and have fun. They come out from their holes to get food and return to their holes. This I identify with my spiritual growth. As I go about my daily activities, I enjoy each moment. I mind my own business. I always return to my inner self, the sanctuary of the living God within. Thus, how far the rabbit hole do I want to go? This could be acknowledged as an illustration of how far I want to express my divinity in the absolute realm in all circumstances. I have awakened to my divine self. Interestingly, I have come to cross this statement, how far down the rabbit hole do I want to go, in different contexts on different occasions. Initially, it was a redeeming value in the movie, What the Bleep Do You Know? The second time I heard about this subject was during a talk given by the Dean of the University of Healing, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly's talk in London in his 2008 Spring Seminar. The third time I faced this topic was in Luton, but in a different situation, more as a question, relating to where I stood as to the extent of my spiritual growth. How far down the rabbit hole do I want to go? This question inspired my thinking, making me reflect on my spiritual life. The rabbit hole is an illustration of my spiritual journey as God. The extent I listened within, the extent I tune and tuning into my God self reflects my spiritual development, as the most important practice for me is absolute consciousness. How, when, or where then is the source best expressed of living my divinity, listening to my introspective thought, being aware of me as revealing myself as God right now? Now is the only time there is. I am omnipresent. I am everywhere present. I am omniscient. I am all-knowing. I am omnipotent. I am all-power. I open my inner awareness to my divinity, and all is revealed as me. I have everything, and I am well equipped to tune into my infinite beingness, the rabbit hole down which I want to go. Rabbit hole for me in this context is how deeply I want to demonstrate my effective introspection, expressing my capacity to do anything. I start practicing that I God use me as the vehicle to express my allness, the divinity within me, letting my inspiration flow while listening within. As a result, great ideas illumine my mind through my beautiful thoughts of love. As I remain one-pointed and listening, and use the divine as my own inner genius, I express the indwelling God. I live that I am, and I know that it is done. All it takes is living in the now, and practice being God. I think and express God within by my thought, and I live as an expression of God, listening to the small loving voice. I enjoy the manifestation of my loving thoughts in the outer. It is easy to say I am God, God I am. It is easy to live being God as I let go and let the divine within me be in charge. Everything flows into place as all is in divine order, miraculously and instantaneously. Amazing events or circumstances bring forth the best in every situation. I have the eyes to see through events and circumstances. Knowing who I am by looking beyond my traditional belief, as I read I am God, God I am in the gist, the University of Healing magazine, facilitates this. This opened my eyes to an inner understanding of what is the teaching of Jesus the Christ. Jesus spoke in parables so that everyone who listened could understand. Everything exists awaiting my awakening, no matter how I argued in the past or still tried to protect my ego or traditional belief. Traditional religion did not make it easy for me to attain my spiritual reality, but it was a stepping stone on my exciting journey. I was born to a Christian family, limiting myself in myself to that awareness. I was taught through the misinterpretations of the Bible teachings God is in heaven. That meant to me that God is outside of me. How could I live in these strong beliefs for years and yet accept the God within? The fact and the truth is that I, God Christi, live in my indwelling heaven. It is mentioned in the Bible that my body is the temple of the living God, and that God does not live in a house built by hand. God dwells within me. God is all there is. Hence that is the reason that I can say I am God, God I am. Having said and knowing all this from the depth of my soul, I can now take the stance that I am God, God I am. The word God written with the small letter, G, as it is representing the universal God. Now I know my spiritual growth and my inner awareness being on my spiritual path of the absolute level of consciousness. It is easy for me to understand the true teachings of Jesus the Christ, as they are consistent and pure. He also said, you are gods. I am the temple of the living God. What I the Christ can do, he emphasized, I can do too and even more. In the measure I give, in the measure I receive. That means that in the measure I devote my time to meditate and introspect, in the same measure I receive from within. This dedication determines my level of spiritual manifestation. It shows how far as down the rabbit hole I want to go. I am open and receptive to my good so that I am able to know my reality. My reality is, I am God, God I am, which definitely is the truth that I am. To reiterate on the question of how far down the rabbit hole do I want to go, came up again in a different context during a discussion session with a circle of friends during Dr. Byerly's visit to England in 2008. Here I learned that the truth is not a lip service such as quoting the Bible or waiting for Jesus to come to me on the supposed last day. It is about living the Christ consciousness. I practice thinking loving thoughts, listening within. I am non-judgmental, being master of my world. I am my God self living in the now. I am myself and having fun. I am a good creator. I create everything. I live my ideal being as a loving, beautiful being. This is my nature, which naturally returns to me a hundredfold. I bless and see my world at peace, being surrounded by peaceful people. I like me, I am divine order, and I am peace. If I am irritated, I instantly say, now there is peace, there is a solution, and I am in charge. God in me as me is in charge. I am God expressing myself in a human body. I am in charge of my thoughts, as I like me and my loving attitude. In my daily activities and interaction with people I create around me, I see beyond any game. I understand the playoffs and remain untouched. Whatever I see in the apparent diversion, I know is my attitude of limitation. I instantly speak my word of wholeness. I feel like testing myself, being in charge as Daniel in the lion's den. I may call it a fun game or a drama, and I am the chief actor. My attitude about the impact makes a difference as I apply that what I learned from my course works at the University of Healing, or with what I learned from listening to Dr. Byerly's internet messages he broadcasts all over the world. I am also reminded to live my God awareness, participating in his many uplifting seminars and receiving his numerous loving emails. All that matters is that I practice and live what I know. My action as a manifestation of positive thoughts. An incident happened at my workplace where a colleague's mobile phone disappeared. I spoke my word all this in divine order repeatedly, and she kept saying yes, so it is. The phone was returned within less than 2 hours, for I looked straight to the solution. Here is another example of my manifestation. My primary intention is to attend a special lecture. I am late, so I call to confirm the time and to find out if it is a continuing lecture I can attend later in the day, even as I am now late. Though I played the game at first of not having perfect transportation, my phone call told me the lecture session date has been changed and I have all the time in the world. My intuition told me to call. My physical self said to rush. Even my uncomfortable shoes were talking to me, saying, I am not doing the right thing. Now as I listen within, I am always guided correctly, and my wish manifests. The joy of my life is in peace, strengthened my being independently wealthy. My infinite consciousness is the source of my abundance. I am unlimited. My word is my bond. I practice reflecting on my positive attitudes, thoughts, words and deeds in the relative world, which helps maintain and build my stability in the absolute consciousness. I let go in the finite to open my infinite thinking, playing the game of I am God, God I am. As far into the rabbit hole as I can go, I let my merry conscious awareness soar. Such a level of absolute consciousness facilitates my attainment, training my stem cells with positive affirmations. I continue practicing my unlimited reality as I dwell in my pure consciousness. I am chose to reveal my spiritual evenness. I know that I am God. My awareness brings forth a new attitude in my relative game. I see my world whole and perfect, reflecting who I am. I am a monk at large, a person who looks within, who has no possessions. I sing from the depth of my heart. I have such a wonderful memory, and I have such a wonderful mind. I articulate to express my thoughts of love, power, harmony, and peace. I speak in a clear voice and everyone understands me. I share my divine wisdom harmoniously. My actions relating to the law of cause and effect are governed by love. Condemning or judging others is working in the relative world outside my truth principles. Christ said, "Do not judge, lest you be judged. The measure you give is the measure you receive." This is using the law of cause and effect. I channel my energy to thoughts of wholeness and perfection. I also am harmonious with the physical requirements, such as the rules of the governments and protocols, which are my guidelines for my work and my professional organizations. I give positive constructive feedback where necessary. I let go and give room to my unconditional love. In any seeming situation, I ask myself, how do I as God handle this situation? My self-awareness and unconditional love reveals my original purity and integrity. I love to listen to the University of Healing talks on the internet, such as Under Instant Illumination and Meditation. I always come out with a feeling of wholeness and perfection. They keep me in tune with the inner realm on the level of absolute consciousness. I see everyone with love, wholeness and perfection. I behold the same thoughts, which return to me 100-fold. Even in situations where people rock my boat, I am fortified. I maintain my stand within the law, guideline and policy, and most of all, unconditional love. I clarify the issue and deliver the service I aim to achieve. I am peace. Peaceful and harmonious people surround me. I am a thoughtful, loving, kind person. I have time to manage and I have a perfect team and perfect associates. All are perfect angels. I live in my ideal spirit, mind and body. I live in the now, living my original purity and integrity. I am successful because I am in charge of my thinking. I speak my word to the 10,000 undifferentiated stem cells newly born every day and continue my affirmation and introspection throughout the day. One Sunday in May, I intended to have a quick bath before I continued working on my daily schedule. I decided to immerse myself in the warm bath to relax and let my stem cells take control. What did my relative mind do? It started thinking about other people and their solutions. Suddenly I woke up with the thought, change your attitude about any thought of concern. Live in the now and let go. Let the divine be in charge. I instantly changed my thoughts to my original purity and integrity through my affirmative words. The reality is that I am number one. I am myself and I have fun. I see my world with the eyes described by Dr. Byerly as rosy eyes. I went down a memory lane on my trip of a flower video. Flowers are an expression of myself, beautiful and appreciated as a symbol of love, happiness with originality and integrity. This also reminds me of my interactions with flowers when I lived in Luton. I always admire the beautiful flower gardens along my way home. Then I was naive and unaware of who I was. I believed in my thoughts from a traditional religion that God was outside of me. However, I affirmed I am God as well as I am God's flower. I see myself as a beautiful reflection of a beautiful flower with an inner feeling and beautiful thoughts, and it reflects as a gentle smile on my face. Now I know my reality, working from within. I open my eyes to the wonderful world I create as I am God, God I am. The more I practice living from within, the more I express wholeness and perfection. I live in bliss. I have taken the stance to return to my original purity and integrity, living in the now, by practicing my philosophy, which is already embedded in my consciousness. As I maintain my stability on the conscious level of the inner realm, things are happening in the now. My stem cells are at my command. It has brought success in my graduate school Master of Science in Nursing academic program. It is interesting that especially the modules of science in healthcare, the medicine management program enlightens me on the truth principles of wholeness and perfection. I am aware of the action of the undifferentiated stem cells in my body. The actions of food or what I ingest into my body is an evidence of my original purity and integrity. I chose at school to learn from the outer what I already knew within me as omniscience, including maintaining the stability of my wholeness and perfection. The climax is that my 15,000 words Master of Science in Nursing academic literature review dissertation is now perfectly accomplished. I know in fact there is nothing to heal, however, for the purpose of my academic work, I play the game. I give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and God what is God's. I am currently working on my 15,000 words Master of Science in Nursing academic literature review dissertation. Medication is not always the answer to heal back pain. The effectiveness of educational intervention within the medical and non-medical intervention for back pain. My literature review reflects the law of cause and effect of such educational intervention aspect. Conclusion. The law of cause and effect works to the extent as to how far down the rabbit hole I want to appear to learn to achieve in thought and listen within. It is my choice. I am unlimited. The cause I put in motion through my word and deed as the power of thought, reflect in my everyday life. Jesus the Christ performed relative miracles in the absolute level. Jesus said, "My Father and I are one." Hence the Christ consciousness indwelling me is active and is in charge. I work from within to the outer. I listen to the small voice within me. I have the stem cells at my perfect service. The utilization depends on the attention I give by listening within and what I create for myself. Constant affirmations helps me remain focused and be one-pointed in my thoughts and introspection to listening within. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Down the rabbit hole is a journey I have to make on my own. Traveling with my 4-year-old grandnephew Abube from London to Leicester, on arrival to Leicester, as I turn into my street, Abube said, "Big Auntie, you are on your own." My response was, "Thank you, Abube." Such could be identified with my thoughts. A master consciousness or a guru like Herb of the Christ can guide me. However, I am on my own and remaining one-pointed on my spiritual journey down the rabbit hole of my absolute consciousness. I have a great wonderful inner teacher and mentor, and I am a great wonderful student dancing away enjoying my blissful experiences down the rabbit hole of my absolute spiritual infinite conscious inner realm.